This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Paying the Price. Dear friends, to all who would listen and to those who would not, John came to testify to the light. The Messiah was coming. Repent, make straight the way of the Lord. You see, back then, say that often enough around the wrong people, and well, you could get yourself into a whole lot of trouble, and he did. Say that around the wrong people today, and you can still get into a lot of trouble. And sadly, they are. In Pakistan and Iran, proclaiming Christ, it's a capital crime. In Nigeria and Kenya, it invites rape and murder. In Syria and Iraq, it means fleeing the country by tens of thousands, and yet they cling to Christ. They proclaim him from burning churches and with dying breaths. Picture it. These aren't martyr tales from far away in a heroic age. This is what's happening right now today to our sisters and brothers in Christ. And the world shrugs. Clearly, proclaiming Christ still comes with a price, and it's not isolated to far-off lands. We pay a price today in an increasingly conformist, secular America. And the price, well, it's going up. Start with a growing pall of intimidation that stifles the most timid reference to faith. Add in the wrinkled brows and raised eyebrows that greet the slightest mention of Jesus, all capped with that look that says you're obviously a redneck rub for daring to violate the most sacred tenet of secular orthodoxy. None of that Jesus stuff, thank you very much. It's not polite, and it's definitely not politically correct. These mini martyrdom of disapproval awaits all those brave enough to take John at his word and proclaim the coming of Christ. The evangelist John, he set his gospel down during a time of both growing persecution and troubling doubt. The Christian communities were being banished from the synagogues by those who rejected Jesus, and many had lived day to day in anticipation of Christ's triumphant return. They waited and wondered, and increasingly they worried. Rejection and anxiety put the faithful in double jeopardy. Years passed, and they struggled on, often isolated and alienated from friends and family, while official intolerance evolved into state-sanctioned extermination. Where was Jesus? When was he coming? Or had they been following a fairy tale to futility and destruction? In the face of this turmoil, the evangelist deliberately takes up his pen to set the record straight. That's why all of the Gospels, John is the one that places Christ with the Father at creation. That verse by verse, chapter by chapter, documents the case for the divinity of Jesus, that proclaims him anew as more than a Messiah, as nothing less than the living God. My friends, John's Gospel is an eyewitness account of the ministry of Jesus. It's no mere ode to a martyred holy man. It's not the collected wisdom of some great philosopher. It's nothing less than a proclamation that Jesus was, is, and always will be one with Yahweh. Without any doubt, he's coming again, but on his schedule, not on ours. The ridicule we receive, the persecutions we endure, well, they're all part of the cross that we carry to glory, all part of the price that we pay. To proclaim Christ, it doesn't require a mass reprogramming for all of us to become street corner evangelists. As the hymn tells us, they'll know we're Christians by our love. That's how we proclaim Jesus, by our love. And to get up for the game, we gather together every Sunday as the body of Christ to draw strength from our worship, to refocus our purpose, to build the confidence we need to take Christ with us back into the world and fearlessly witness his love. It's within the walls of our church. That's where we gather this strength. But it's outside the walls in the world where we're called to spend our strength for God's glory. He didn't put us here to get along by going along. My friends, to live in Christ's love and to proclaim him always means paying the price. Sometimes the price is greater, exile, imprisonment, martyrdom. Sometimes it's smaller, disapproval, exclusion, ridicule. But whatever the price, It's literally the bargain of a lifetime. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.